You make my life so beautiful. Welcome to the Voice of Creation Radio broadcast on Spirit 88.3 FM. It is the ministry of Reverend Fred Tetter, Senior Pastor of the Finger of God Ministry.
The dreams, the visions that God has for our life. It takes prayer to affect the heavens. It takes prayer to frustrate the kingdom of darkness. So God should endow us with the strength of prayer, with a might in prayer, with the power to pray, with a desire to pray, with the energy to pray, with the ability to pray, in the name that is above every name, the name Jesus Christ.
This message will change your life positively to the glory of God. And now, today's message.
Watch unto prayer against dryness. Watch unto prayer against dryness. Watch unto prayer against dryness. The enemy wants to dry you. Dry your system. Dry everything of yours. So watch and pray against dry. God wants you to flow and flourish and abound. It's never the will of God that you and I should be dry. So watch unto prayer against dryness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word. Let it be a time of receiving. Let it be a time of blessing. Let it be a time of revelation. Holy Ghost, expand the word and explain the word and digest the word unto us. In Jesus' name, let a house shout and say a big amen.
Amen.
Watch and pray and keep yourself against dryness. The devil dwells in a place called dryness. Dry land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's turn to Mark chapter number 13. Mark
chapter 13.
Mark chapter 13. Jesus said, we should watch unto prayer. For we do not know when he is coming. But all signs prove that he is coming. Mark chapter 13. Verse number 32.
Hallelujah.
To the end. Mark chapter 13. Verse 32. To the end. But of that day and that knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man making a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Mark chapter 13, verse 32 to the end.
Eradi nyanku pon asemni. Mark asempa etidu miensa. Imu eduasami yenu ekopem asye. O nyanku pon asemni. Ose, na edano ene dono die obinim. Abofwa awosru nso enim. Obano nso enim. Ji ejano. Munche ye. Munyay na mumompaye. Munim edakwa ebre nubedru. Ati seni pa watu kwa a eja nifie. Na wamane nkua tumi. Na wamo wanyi na ajuma maku maku. Na washa opuna no shafuose onyay. Inti munyay. Na munim dakwa efirua nobeba. Anadufa ana desuom. Ana akukwa boni ye ana anopa. Na wame frimu mpofrimu a mehumu samadida. na dia mesimui meka mechire nipa nyina monwan ewrade asem ni.
Jesus giving us a caution to watch.
Yesu Kristo e boye nkokose yanwan.
Watch unto prayer.
Yanwan e won pa bom.
For his coming.
If you say oh won ma ye ho.
In the same thing, we have to keep a watch on the devil.
Na etwa se ebre kro nam no ye shap yanwan bonsam so so.
Because he is against you in everything. Whether you know it or not. Whether it appears or it's hidden. He is against you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Paul says we are not ignorant of his devices.
Second
Corinthians 2. Let's consider verse 11. Second Corinthians 2, verse number 11. Says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The scripture make it plain that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against wicked spirits in high places. And their labels are the demon powers. And the demon powers
and
the wizards and the witches, they are their labels. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And the enemy wants you always to keep you in dryness. But depends on you if you can achieve it or not.
So to me, aye, anase unto me.
If the devil can achieve it or not.
So upon some to me, aye, anase unto me, ye.
Depending on you.
E jina wo wo so.
That's why he says we should watch and keep watch on him and his devices. Against all his ways. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Malachi, for instance, God says we should bring in all our tithes and offering unto God.
That they
will be meat in his house.
And
here God will open the window of heaven and pour us down a blessing. Verse 11 says, and he will rebuke the devourer for our sakes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if we are faithful in tithing and in offering,
he
set a platform for God to rebuke him. And since he cannot withstand God, most of the time he deceives the people of God not to pay tithe, not to give the rightful offering. Because he knows that when a child of God is faithful, he's in trouble. So he will deceive us, the person of God, in order to keep them in dryness, in famine, in hardship. Hello.
Hi.
Remember, he dwells on a place called dry. So when you are dry, you empower him over you. I pray God that you catch the message. Don't be dry. Always flourish. Always abound. Always excel. Always keep in touch. The dwelling place of the enemy is a dry land. Jesus said, if a spirit is casted out of a man, the spirit will go to a dry place. So he wants to keep you dry so that all his cohorts will find a residence in you.
Sene beya na pamfo nya ebenya atenaye ewo mu.
And around you.
Na ebere biya ometimi atena wo ho.
That's why I said keep watch.
Enutin wo se nwan no.
Against the enemy.
Etia oponsam.
And his plans.
Ene ne hyehyeye.
And his ways.
Ene na kwan.
And his schemes.
Ene ne niema nyina.
And his purpose.
Ene ne botaye.
And his goal.
Ene ne nadae so.
Keep a watch against it.
Ebere biya etwa se wo hwe na wo tia saa niema no.
Against dryness.
Etia akwawe.
The moment you are dry.
In one way
or the other,
you
should know that the enemy is at work. Matthew chapter number
12
says the master himself.
Matthew
12, verse number 43. Matthew
12,
verse 43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, this shows that a man can be possessed with an unclean spirit. When an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places. That's why God is telling you and I that we should always be moistened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The moment you are dry,
you
give him a foot.
You
give him a place.
You
give him a chance. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, the unclean spirit walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house. You are my house. Have you ever built any house? I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, and he findeth it empty, he findeth the house empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, the unclean spirit, and taketh with himself seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
Imu aduana miensa ekopim asie ana aduana enum.
Yeah.
Onyankopon asem ni ose ta humfi no fri onipa no mu a okochinchini akwawe so hwehwe ohome na onya bi ana ose mesa na makomedan a me fri mu me baaye no mu na oba obeto se edampan a waprapra mu na wasiesie mu ana okɔ na okofa ahom ana okɔ na okofa ahonhom nsɔ foforɔ. Awoye bonisne no kane no ho na obehyane mu etena ho na onipa no akyei asetena ye bonisne kane die no sanso na ebeye enemma abonefo yi ewrade asem ni.
When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man,
so money every onipa bi mu every prekopeko
a, which means an unclean spirit can dwell in a man,
ye chese hu mponi bi ebetumi atena onipa bi mu,
he walked through dry places.
Oko no akonante nante akwawe so.
Dry places.
Oko akwawe ebia ye bebre.
Dry places.
Akwawe emia ye bebre.
Is your spirit dry?
Ohohom no akwawe si so.
Or is your soul dry?
Okra no akwawe si so.
Or is your mind dry?
Anase wadwene akwawe si so.
Or is your emotions dry?
Anase ne wo sit enka efa eno akwawe si so.
Or are your senses dry?
Na won tinka de de ma wuti bibi de ma wuti hwane ade no eno so so akwawe so ana.
Watch it.
The solution ye.
He walketh through dry places.
Oko no akonante nante akwawe bebre so.
Dry places.
Akwawe so bebre.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Seeking rest.
Na ope ohome.
So when he find a place dry,
into ohu se bebi aya akwawe pe.
He has a resting place.
Na fi ohu se amenya home bia.
He has a residence.
Wanya bebi obetimi atena.
No wonder, no wonder, no wonder, no wonder, no wonder. The Bible says, Then said he, when he findeth not, when he go through the dry place, he's seeking rest and findeth none. Then said he, I will return to my house. Do you have any house?
Who fear me?
Do you have any house?
Who fear? Bon sam, who fear me?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So those of you who are accommodating dryness. Dryness between you and your God. Dryness between you and the things of God. It's a sign that you are occupying spirits. Unclean spirits. Unclean spirits. He will try to keep you dry. But his weapons and by his ways, by his schemes, by his devices, example, excuses, the devil will keep you in excuses. Excuses not to do this, excuses not to do that, excuses not to do the rightful thing. Excuses is a weapon of the devil. Tiredness is a weapon of the devil. I know you can overwork yourself. I know. But it's a weapon. Go ask the counsel that Ahithophel gave to Absalom. That I will fall on your father David. And Absalom said, when? How?
Absalom said,
he says, I will fall on him when he is tired. And when he is weary. And when he is what? Weak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they are weapons of the enemy to keep you dry. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
To keep you busy for nothing. A lot of people are busy for nothing. Others are achieving goals and purposes on daily basis. They are achieving goals and purposes, but others are busy doing nothing day in and day out. Oh, it's a weapon of the enemy. He will keep you loose focus. He will keep you loose plan. He will keep you loose desire. He will keep you loose in discipline. He will keep you live a loose life. Hello?
Hi.
In order to be dry, so that he can find a foot in your life. He will keep you blaming others. Instead of seeing yourself, he will keep you blaming others. Seeing the shortcomings of others. Seeing the mistakes and faults of others. So he will keep you as a fault finder. Not seeing yourself. Assignment. Go through Isaiah
6.
Isaiah was busy prophesying to the nations. Woe unto you, those who rise up early and follow strong drink. Woe unto you, those who call white black. Woe unto you, so and so. I mean, the enemy keeping you busy on others. But finally, Isaiah said,
when
King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. And when he saw the beauty of the Lord and the glory of the Lord, the woe that Isaiah was pronouncing to others, Isaiah saw himself. And even he said, woe unto me also. For I dwell with unclean people. And I'm full of unclean lips. So the moment you see yourself pointing fingers at others will stop. Pointing fingers at others will cease. Jesus said, Before you can point finger at others, Jesus said, open your eye and take the lock out of your eye for you to see clearly. That's the work of the enemy. Seeing others and not seeing yourself. Keeping busy about others and not yourself. Why? The moment you see yourself, you will rise up from that state and from that dryness and play your part, play your role, perform your responsibility for God to flourish you. So he will never allow you to see yourself. If you have anybody to compare yourself with, compare yourself to the master. Compare yourself to the master. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He will cause you to be blaming others instead of yourself. It's a weapon. He will cause you to lose your peace, to lose your joy, to lose your happiness. He will break relationships, be it marriage relationship, be it a friendship between your colleagues. He will try all he can to break relationships. So keep a watch against the enemy. The Bible says he's the author of confusion. He brings division, confusion. Financially, he will try to keep you dry by disobeying God in the era of giving. Why? Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure.
Hallelujah.
Pressed down, shaking together, running over. Shall men, not angels, shall men give unto your bosom.
Hallelujah.
So he will keep you not to give, in order to keep you dry financially. There is power in giving. The word of God says, it is more blessing to give than receiving. So watch against the devil. Consider the works of the flesh. In Galatians 5:19-21, not to go through those things, and not to allow those things in your life. They are the weapon of the enemy against the children of God, wanting to keep you dry. But the word of God says, your enemy, like a roaring lion, he is not a lion, but he is like 1 Peter 5:8-9. The Bible says he is going up and down seeking whom he may devour. Seeking whom he may In other words, not all. He cannot deal with all. He can deal with those whom he made. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. Be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfastly in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Verse
8,
verse
9. First Peter 5. Ono na mo fagidie enyina ho pintin nsi ne kwan efise munim se amane hununu na wode atomu nuanom a wowo wiase so se wonhunu ewade asem ni.
Ephesians 4 verse 27.
Ephesians 4 ngoma 89 modio nunsun.
Ephesians 4 verse 27.
Hallelujah.
According to the scripture, neither give place to the devil.
Mabonsam kwan.
Neither give place to the devil.
Mabonsam kwan.
Neither give place to the devil.
And
originally, it is said,
yeah, kind of pa, I know what I can say.
Don't open your door or window unto the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians 4, verse 27. Neither give place. Don't give a foot. Don't give any chance to the devil. James chapter 4, verse 7.
Yakubu ngumano etina imunson.
It says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, which means the enemy can be resisted. Yes. Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
1
Peter 5 says he is walking through and flow.
So if you are
also being busy for nothing, busy for nothing, it means the enemy is engaging you. Job chapter number 1 verse 7 says, all 6 and 7. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them uninvited. An intruder. There was a day, Job chapter 1 verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. 7. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down in it. Hallelujah. I go to and fro, up and down.
You
make my life
so beautiful. You heard God's word from Reverend Fred Tete of the Finger of God Ministry at Abrekpo Junction behind State Girls JHN. We urge you to act on the word you've heard and see the great change to your destiny. Worship with us on these days. Tuesday, Search the Scriptures Bible Studies from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Every Friday, Refreshing All Night Prayers with the Holy Spirit from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Sundays, First Service, 7 a.m. Second Service, 10:30 a.m. Visit us today at Abrekpo Junction behind State Girls JHN or opposite SDA Church. Call us on
0557-900-0015. If you want to support the Finger of God Ministries broadcast, you can please send a mobile money to 0247-0234-73. Sewu pese, wobuama abribia the Finger of God Ministries edi nyankopon asem ebrew ewe fidye yusua. Mipacho ubetimi asende mobile money ako 0247-0234-73.
God bless you.